Every year, women tell themselves the same lie. The holidays are just too hard to stay on track. In this episode, I'm breaking down the real reason you spiral around food, family, and stress. And it's not what you think. Once you understand how your brain creates holiday chaos, you'll finally know how to stay calm, confident, and in control no matter what's on your plate. You're listening to the Arm Coach Podcast with me, Christine Rucker, Arm Coach and founder of the Arms by Christine program. Here, we talk about toned and sculpted arms and what it really takes to get sustainable results so you can feel proud and confident in sleeveless clothes. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Arm Coach Podcast, episode 91. Let's talk about how to stay on track during the holidays, because let's be honest, this is where a lot of women completely lose it. One minute you're feeling strong and steady, the next you're knee deep in fudge wondering what happened to your goals. Here's what I want you to know. You get to be the boss of your holiday season, not your mom, not the food pushers, not the endless trays of appetizers calling your name. You. This isn't about being perfect or saying no to every cookie. It's about deciding what kind of experience you actually want this year. Do you want to feel relaxed, or do you want to spend the next few weeks walking on eggshells around family? Do you want to lower your stress with realistic expectations, or do you want to chase everyone else's approval while running yourself ragged? And let's talk about self-talk, because I see so many of you beating yourself up for the tiniest thing. You can either spend this season talking nicely to yourself or obsessing over what everyone else might be thinking. So my goal is simple. I want you to handle the holidays like a boss, because I've seen it. You eat things you don't even want just so no one feels offended. You say yes to events you don't have time for because you feel guilty for saying no. You're letting other people's opinions run your life. And that's what's keeping you stuck. We're going to bust through all of that in this episode. I'm walking you through the Think, Feel, Act cycle, my favorite tool for understanding why you do what you do. And when you finally see how your thoughts drive your choices, you'll realize you've had the power all along. This year, it's not about willpower. It's about taking your power back. All right. If you're a people pleaser or a perfectionist, lean in, because the holidays are basically your Super Bowl of triggers. Think about it. You're surrounded by food and pressure. You've got everyone's opinions flying at you from all sides. What to bring, what to wear, what to eat, what not to say. And in the middle of all that noise, you quietly forget the one person you were supposed to look out for. You. You've spent so many years putting everyone else's needs first, making sure everyone else is happy, comfortable, fed, entertained. And then when you finally stop moving long enough to breathe, you find yourself face first in the dessert table, wondering why you can't just be normal around food. But here's the thing, you were never the problem. The problem is that no one taught you how to take care of yourself without guilt. That's what we're changing this year. I've got your back. This holiday season, we're flipping the script. You're going to learn how to please the most important person in the room, and that's you. Because when you're taking care of yourself, when you're rested, when you're proud of your decisions, you're not triggered to eat. You're not skipping workouts. You're not abandoning your arm goals for a plate of fudge that you didn't even want. I'm also going to help you clean up that busy badge we all wear like an honor. We'll take the overwhelm out of your calendar and look at what's really going on. What's real, what's optional, and what you know, what's just you trying to earn gold stars from everyone else. You're going to set goals that actually make sense for your life. And I'm going to show you how to stick to them without white knuckling your way through. By the time we wrap up this month, you won't be waking up on January 1st wondering, what in the world happened? You'll be proud, steady, and maybe a little smug, right? In the best way. And even though we're talking about the holidays, this works for vacations, work trips, weekends, anytime life tries to throw you off track. So take a deep breath, grab your coffee, and let's get started. Okay, so let me paint a picture. You're at your mom's house. She's hovering with that dessert plate. Come on, sweetheart. It's only once a year. And in your head, you're screaming, Mom, I'm trying to take care of myself. Why do you make it harder? But you don't say that. You smile. You feel that knot in your stomach. You either eat it to keep the peace or you snap back and then feel guilty. Either way, you end up frustrated with her and with yourself. It's not even about the dessert. It's about the old family dance that you've been doing for decades, right? She offers, you cave, you eat, you regret, rinse and repeat. Or maybe this sounds more like you. It's party season, right? Invitations are flying in. You don't want to be that girl asking what's on the menu, so you just wing it, telling yourself you'll figure it out when you get there. But here's the problem. You don't figure it out. You stand around with a drink in your hand, watching everyone else eat whatever they want, and the voice in your head starts whispering, "This is too hard. Why do I even try?" Next thing you know, you're home in your fuzzy socks, standing in front of the pantry, eating stale popcorn from a holiday tin like it's your job. You're not even hungry. You're just tired of feeling on. So you check out, right? You tell yourself you'll start again in January. You call it taking a break. You decide the holidays are just too hard to stay on track. Does that sound familiar? You know, yeah, I've been there too. But here's the truth bomb no one wants to say out loud. The holidays aren't hard. Our thoughts about the holidays are hard. We make them harder by assuming we can't handle it, by believing we're out of control, by letting everyone else's expectations set the tone. The truth is you have so many opportunities to get it right. Tiny moments every day where you could pause, breathe, and choose differently. Okay, in this episode, it's about finding those moments and deciding that this year, you're not repeating the same old pattern. You're going to handle your holidays the same way you handle your arms, right? On purpose. Because listen, the holidays don't have to turn into a free-for-all unless you decide they will. So much of the overeating and overwhelm this time of year comes from the way we think about the holidays. We make them bigger, harder, and more dramatic than they really are. We convince ourselves that a few parties or family dinners are enough to throw everything off track. But here's the truth. You're not surrounded by endless temptation for months on end. We're talking about, I don't know, maybe 10 days, 10 meals, right? Where you'll need to think ahead a little more intentionally. Yet we let those few moments justify 60 to 90 days of giving up. It's not that the holidays make it impossible to stay consistent. It's that you believe they do. You tell yourself they're different, that they're harder, that no one could possibly stay on track this time of year. And when you believe those sentences, you feel defeated before you even begin. But The holidays aren't doing anything to you. They're just days on a calendar, days with food and people who come and go, just like any other time of year. If you want a different experience this season, it starts with changing how you think about it. Because when your thinking shifts, your actions follow. You plan differently. You show up differently. You feel more in control. You guys, this isn't about being perfect. It's about being present and proving to yourself that the holidays don't have to derail you ever again. The holidays aren't different. You're thinking they are. And that's the first thing we need to untangle, because how you think literally shapes what you see. So let me explain. You have something in your brain called the reticular activating system, or RAS. It's a bundle of nerves whose whole job is to filter the noise of the world. Every sound, sight, smell, and piece of information that hits you, your RAS decides what makes it through and what gets ignored. Its job is to highlight what's important. How does it know what's important? Your thoughts tell it. Whatever you focus on, whatever you repeat to yourself, your brain takes as marching orders. It starts scanning for evidence to prove you right. It's not emotional about it. It just follows directions. Okay. But that's great news when your thoughts are empowering. If you think, I can handle the holidays, your RAS gets to work showing you proof, like the times you've made a solid plan, stopped at satisfied, or followed through even when it was inconvenient. Okay. But here's where it backfires. If your thoughts are full of defeat, your RAS will collect evidence for that too. When you tell yourself the holidays are just too hard, your brain says, got it, and starts finding proof everywhere. Cookies in the break room, family stress, exhaustion. Now your mind's whole filter is tuned in to struggle. You're not broken. You're just giving your brain the wrong job description. This is why mindset work isn't fluff, it's strategy. You have to train your brain to focus on what you want to see. Proof that you can stay steady, that you can enjoy yourself without overdoing it, that you can feel proud of how you show up. The RAS isn't your enemy, it's your teammate. But you've got to be the one giving the orders. Your RAS, the part of your brain that filters what gets your attention, isn't judging you. It's just doing its job. Its only question is, what do you want me to find? And it takes its cues straight from your beliefs. So if you believe things like, people won't like me unless I eat what they made, or it's just too hard to stay on track during the holidays, guess what your RAS will go looking for? Evidence that proves those thoughts, okay? You'll start noticing every comment about what's on your plate, every dessert that feels impossible to turn down, every person who seems disappointed when you say no. Your brain will highlight those moments because it's trying to validate your belief. It's trying to keep you safe and right. If you believe you can't please everyone, you'll notice every little thing that looks like proof. Someone's side eye at dinner, half-hearted thanks for a gift, your sister's tone of voice, and your brain will spin those tiny moments into blown stories that feel terrible. The RAS helps you see what you expect to see, and that in turn shapes what you do. But here's the part most people miss. You can train it. You can decide what to focus on, what to believe, and what to let pass by. it starts by paying attention to what you're already thinking each day and then choosing on purpose what you want to think instead. That's what it means to be intentional with your mind. You're giving your brain better instructions so it can start revealing better evidence, people, opportunities, and ideas that actually support the kind of holiday you want to have. If you want to feel calm and in control this season, your RAS needs that message on repeat. You'll start noticing moments where you can plan ahead, where you do have food that fits your goals, where you actually want to stop eating because you're satisfied. And if you want most of this year to feel more love, to actually enjoy your family instead of dreading the tension, you'll start looking for what's good. The tiny things you appreciate, the things that soften you, because what you look for, you'll find every time. So let's be real. Most of us go into the holidays already braced for chaos. We tell ourselves, it's going to be so busy, so overwhelming, so hard to stay on track. And then, of course, our brains go looking for proof. Suddenly, every traffic jam, every late Amazon delivery, every awkward family comment feels like confirmation that, yep, this season is just too much. But what if you could make it simpler? That's where the think, feel, act cycle comes in. Here's the first mistake most people make during the holidays: believing that if anything goes wrong, they won't be able to handle it. But let's be honest, you always handle it. It might not be graceful every time, but you figure it out. The dinner still happens, the gifts still get wrapped, the world keeps turning, right? When you tell yourself you can't handle it, you put your brain on high alert. You start watching for problems. So the second something goes off script, someone forgets the rolls, your travel plans change, the outfit doesn't fit, you tense up, you react, you spin out. What if instead you decide ahead of time, I can handle anything that comes up? That one thought can change everything. It keeps your nervous system calm. It keeps you resourceful. It lets your brain focus on solutions instead of panic. That's the beauty of the think, feel, act cycle. It's simple and it's yours to use every day. You write down the thoughts you're currently having about the day. No judgment, just awareness. Then you ask, what else could I think that would help me show up how I want to today? That one practice rewires your holidays from the inside out. Instead of reacting, you start responding. Instead of spiraling, you start steering. And you'll notice when you think calmer thoughts, you make calmer choices with food, with people, with everything. Now, here's another sneaky thought that keeps women stuck every year. You think the holidays have to go a certain way for you to feel good. Like the family needs to get along. The gifts need to land perfectly. The food has to be just right. Then you can relax. But that's not how it works. The holidays don't cause your feelings. What you think about the holidays does. It's your thoughts about the parties, the gatherings, the food, and the people that drive how you feel and ultimately what you end up doing. Making yourself feel good is your job, no one else's. If you feel terrible, that's coming from what you're thinking, not from what's happening around you. And that's actually great news because it means you don't have to wait for anyone else to change before you can feel better. Now, that doesn't mean you have to feel good all the time. Sometimes you won't, and that's okay. When I go to my mom's house, for example, she can get wound up. She'll start complaining about this or that. It's kind of her thing. And I can feel myself get irritated. Old me would have thought she should be more grateful. But now I just notice it. I think, of course I'm irritated. I'd like her to be in a better mood. That makes sense. That simple awareness changes everything. I don't have to fake being calm or try to force myself to just be positive. I can let myself feel irritated and be compassionate with myself for feeling that way. Because when you stop fighting your emotions, you stop needing to numb them. You don't eat to escape them. You don't reach for food to make the discomfort go away. You just let yourself be human for a minute. And that's often all it takes to find relief. Let's walk this out using the think, feel, act cycle. Okay, so here's the situation. I'm at my mom's house. She's in one of her moods, complaining, nitpicking, just wound up about something that doesn't matter. My thought is she should be more grateful. She should be in a better mood. That thought makes me feel irritated. When I feel irritated, I start stewing. I notice every little thing she says. I replay it in my head. I tighten up. And if I leave it unchecked, it usually ends the same way. I eat something just to calm myself down. Okay, that's the think, feel, act cycle in motion. Thought, she should be different. Feeling, irritation. Action, stewing, judging, eating to take the edge off. Now, here's what happens when I shift the thought just slightly. Instead of she should be in a better mood, I think, of course I want my mom to be in a better mood, and that's okay. That one tweak creates understanding instead of irritation. It softens me. I can watch her without judging her. I can stay grounded in myself instead of getting pulled into her energy. And the most interesting part, when I let myself feel that understanding, the urge to eat completely disappears. I don't need food to manage my feelings because I'm already doing that with my mind. That's what this work gives you, the ability to go through the holidays with more ease, more awareness, and more self-trust, right? You're in the driver's seat of how you feel. The food, the family, the chaos, they don't get to decide that anymore. You do. Now, let's put a few more examples into the think, feel, act cycle, because this is where your power really starts to show up. My hope is that these examples help you feel more in control of your emotions and your body this entire holiday season. So let's start with one we all know too well. Your mom offers you dessert for the 10th time. She's holding that plate like it's an Olympic event and you're the only competitor. Your old thought might be, she's such a food pusher. She doesn't respect my goals. And instantly, you feel defensive, maybe even angry. But here's how you can reframe it. You think, she probably believes I'd be happier if I ate, but she's just wrong. That thought shifts everything. You feel understanding, not resentment. You feel powerful instead of pressured. You can smile, change the subject, and start talking about something she loves. You keep your peace and your confidence. Okay, here's another one. You're at a family gathering and your uncle, right, who always forgets how to filter himself, leans over and says, guess those workouts aren't working, huh? Now, your first thought might be to crawl under the table or snap back. But you could also think, this is my chance to practice loving myself. That thought gives you compassion and courage. You feel solid. You take a breath and simply say, I'm sorry, but my body isn't up for public discussion. That's something I manage privately. And then you walk away. No over-explaining, no stewing, no shrinking. You remind yourself of your worth. You decide that no one, right? No family member, no comment, no sideways glance has power over your mind or your body. That's the work. It's not about changing everyone else. It's about staying connected to you and leading yourself through the holidays like the strong, grounded woman you already are. So let's finish with one more example. You're headed to a holiday potluck and you have no idea what's going to be served. Instead of thinking, great, I'm doomed, you can think, that's okay. No matter what's on the table, I've got my brain and my body with me. You walk in knowing that you'll put your favorites on your plate, leave a little white space between the food, and stop when you're satisfied. That one small decision keeps you in control. You don't need to know what's being served. You just need to know who's showing up. You. That's what this whole conversation has been about. The holidays don't have to throw you off. You don't need to fix your family, avoid every cookie, or have the perfect plan. You just need to decide ahead of time how you want to think, feel, and show up. When you know your patterns, you can plan for them. When you trust yourself, you don't have to fear the food, the comments, or the chaos. You can walk through the holidays steady, grounded, and proud of how you handled yourself. Because here's the truth. The holidays aren't a test of willpower. They're a chance to practice self-trust. And you already know how to do that. So go enjoy those holidays. Hey, before you go, if this episode or any of the other episodes on this podcast have helped you in any way, please leave a 5-star rating and review. Your review will help us find and have maximum impact on as many women as possible. While you're there, hit the subscribe button so we can continue on this journey to Sculpted Arms together. Thank you so much for your support. I've loved having you here today, and talk soon in the next episode.